को। दिस हार्ड ट्रूथ, दिस स्टर्न ट्रूथ वी हैव टू फेस, वी हैव टू फाइट आउट, वी हैव टू सॉल्व प्रैक्टिकल लाइफ। रिलीजन इज प्रैक्टिकल के नहीं का नो न्यूज ऑफ दी कृष्ण किंकर प्रभु
नो न्यूज गुरु महाराज
नो न्यूज दी एडवर्स सर्कमस्टेंसेस विथ बोल्डनेस एंड इंडिपेंडेंटली बट भागवतम से ही इज योर फ्रेंड हुम डू यू थिंक एज योर एनिमी रियली ही इज योर फ्रेंड दैट इज द स्पेशल इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ भागवतम यू वेलकम And the undesirability will disappear very, very soon. Very soon. If you take not only to tolerate indifferently, but to welcome as friend, then in no time it will disappear. What you say to a demon, that will turn into God. That is the key to success in our life. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Mahapurusha Tinada Vishuni Jena Tarva, with most humility, and you can comment, and most forbearance, Harujana, Amanina, don't require any, position, prestige, and at the same time give prestige to one and all. This attitude is gone with your cultivation of the Supreme Entity. This should be your attitude, and in no time you will be successful. You will give honor to all, but don't seek honor from anyone. Not even from a dog. But give honor to everything, to tree, to insect, everything. They are due. Create, they are due. But don't demand. And be humble that no opposition, you cannot be a party to any opposition. Still any opposition comes, you have to forbear patiently. This is the key to success of the highest divinity, divine life. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. A man who is living in such a way, he is living with in the divine world, in other words. Gaur Hari, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Sundar. Can you feel? Bhargava Prabhu?
Your instructions make
Can
my
you
heart happy.
Can you get
Your instructions make my heart happy. Your words.
Instructions?
Make my heart happy.
Happy. So you are a member of that side. And that happy side. Yeah. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Hidai Gaur Hari Bol, Hidai Gaur Hari Bol. Hidai Gaur
It seems if one lives as a solitary sadhu or a baba, like if one lives as a solitary sadhu or in a rural scene, one can live very simply. But once a sadhu takes up the preaching, he has to establish mats, centers, then there is dealing with money.
But this should be the firm object of his life, and anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya visarjanam. When you have to work out this principle in details, You have to do many things. You have to go to the market to feed the Vaishnava. All these things, details are there. So not much money making. And if you can, you can utilize all the others' money in such flow, they will be benefited. This benefit, can one cannot swallow the whole thing at once. But in order to draw them gradually to this path, some sort of sukriti, without their consciousness to be injected to them. For that purpose, all these things are necessary. Pranayatvidhyabhaja. You can engage some energy from some person, prana, life, energy, artha. One cannot give his life energy. He can give some money, that is also a form of energy. Dhyā, one can give suggestion, use his intelligence, his scholarship for the service of such. Dhyā and bācā, and one can also can use his tongue for the service of all these things. They get small salary, and in future they will be drawn towards this truth, towards this current, of the main current. To help them, all this is necessary. Once our Guru Maharaj told to his disciples, in the beginning when he started his mat, give me 1 lakh of pais, say penny. 1 lakh of penny I want, collect it. Then one gentleman donated 3 lakhs of rupees for the construction of the Calcutta Bagh Bazar Mart. Then one of his disciples told him, Prabhu, my master, you asked us to collect 1 lakh pais, but you have got 3 lakhs of rupees now. Then Guru Maharaj answered, what I told, I have not got this. 1 lakh of pais means from 1 lakh of people. I wanted to make sukriti to 1 lakh of people. They will give one pais in this way, I told. The sukriti will be spread to the heart of 1 lakh of people. That I wanted. Not that one gentleman will give 1 crore, not that. So, to distribute this sort of idea in the groundwork, requires that we shall get money, we shall ask someone to lend his energy in this way, that way, words, intelligence, labor, and money. That means that, to spread this creed to the world for the help of others. All on a sudden, one cannot come like you or to give up everything and to hear such words. This position is also to be acquired. And gradually that is done, first sukriti, gyanta sukriti, then saddha, then sadhu sangha, then hearing and preaching, all these things. Gradual process. Anukullasya sankalpa pratikulla visarjanam. Then surrender, that is a part of surrendering one's own self.
Once the organization was established and a constant cash flow had to come
it
in.
It must be a living one. The organization must be a living one that must be wedded to the ideal. It may not be a mechanical organization. Organization must be a living organization. That the ideal must be, must have the whole within. This body, everything is there, but the light must be. Otherwise the eye, the ear, the everything can be utilized if there is life. Otherwise it's a dead body. The organism is all right. It can help greatly to many of the people, but the light must be there. Not mechanical things. The life is drawn, the spirit is drawn, it is a machine.
I'm going to go.
Bhujal Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi. Our Guru Maharaj gave his explanation for his engagement in so many gorgeous, splendorous activity. That is, to spread the credit of divine love. This Aishwarya, all reverence, splendor, this is necessary for the public. There is grandeur. The grandeur generally attracts persons. And when they are attracted by the grandeur, just like bait, to catch the fish, they put some bait, and the fish comes together and then catch them. Just a strap in a bait to catch the elephants or tigers, some sort of bait or what is it, some sort of trap is arranged, and when they come they are caught. So grandeur attracts the public, and when they are invited in that meeting, we try to spread the greatness of the love, the affection, of the affection. By money we attract, by grandeur we attract, and we deal the affection, the love divine. For that purpose, this has been utilized, this. Vaishwarya Narayana. Vaishwarya Narayana in Vaikuntha. Then we have to pass to Goloka. Through Vaishwarya, through Vaikuntha. Passing through the plane of grandeur, then we go to see the land of peaceful, that village, nature, civilization, plain living, high thinking. Before that we have to cross Vaikuntha, the land of grandeur, all reverence, majesty. Then crossing that, if we can come to homely life, village life, we can understand the dignity of that plain love living. Otherwise, ordinary public thinks plain living as poverty. He is a poor man, he is living hand to mouth in this way, in a poor way. But a rich man, he comes to the forest, live a forest life. So there must be something in this forest plain life. He has left his grandeur, his splendor. And why he has come to live in the plain life with the forest, tapovan, this is high. So sometimes it is necessary, this money making, this grandeur, all these things. So So Brahmins on the head, and below them the Kshatriya, the kings, king section, the Kshatriya, the valor, the organizer, the fighter, the forceful, the power. Then above there is the Brahmanic section, the scholars, the cultural, spiritual cultured people, above the Kshatriya. In India, previously, the custom was a Brahmin was walking. A Kshatriya is driving by that way. When he was found, he must come down, give his honor to the Brahmin. Then he will pass something, then he will go to. The Vaishya, he is a rich man, wealthy man, he is also passing. And whenever find a Brahmin walking, he must get down from his carriage and give some honor to the Brahmin. And with his permission, they can again go to. That wealth, the spiritual wealth, is given honor to the wealth of this material. First knowledge, then valor, then finance, then ordinary labor. Four sections. As in army also, various departments, the horse rider, the walking, padatik, walking on foot, then on horse, on elephant, on the chariot in previous. Now the tank, the tank is there and a rocket is there, and this soldier, the navy, the air force. So, a march from science to science, from ignorance to knowledge, from matter to spirit, a march of a nation. The fourth branch, who have got affinity and some sort of culture about the spirit or soul, spirit, God, in the forefront of the nation. And the next, the organizer, the powerful, the strength there. And then in the third section, the financier, one who can collect money, what is necessary for different lines of helping different sorts of with clothing, with food, all these things. And the last of all, the general labor. Wherever they may be used by the financier, by the Kshatriya, by the Brahmin, in other words, they do that. Free worker. In this way, Varnasram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, a nation is marching from the ignorance to spiritual light. This is Dharma Sanatana. In Gita we find this arrangement is eternally beneficial. Eternally beneficial. Sanatana. Chātur-bhajnaṁ māyā-sriṣṭhaṁ guṇa-kārma-vivhāgaśo. Chātur-bhajnaṁ māyā-sriṣṭhaṁ guṇa-kārma-vivhāgaśo. Tasya-kattāram-abhimāṁ-viddha-kākattāram-abhvayaṁ. I have done him not a matter of grace, but according to their intrinsic capacity, their merit, I shall have arranged in such a way. For their facility. But Bhagavad Dharma is something else. Bhagavad Dharma is this mentioned. Wherever one may be, a Shudra may go independently without taking the position of Khatri and the Brahmin, direct recruitment to Vaishnava. Only Sukriti, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha. Not this general couching is necessary. This is mass movement, Varnashram. And these particular cases are Vaishnavas. However, they have acquired some faith and some affection in Lord by his previous life, serving any Vaishnava. He is with Sadhu Sangha, he may go, avoiding this Varnashram, he may go straight to Vaikuntha or Goloka. This is Bhagavad Dharma. He may be a Brahmin. He says, I am not a Brahmin, not a Kshatriya, not a Vaishya, not a Shudra, neither a Sannyasi, neither a Vanaprasthi, neither a Grihastha, neither a Brahmachari. I know the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Nahang vipru, na chanasvati, na vivasyu, na shuddha. Nahang vadni, na chukriyapati, na vanastho, jatibha. Kintu pradhanya shudha paramananda purna amitavdi. Gopi bhakti padakamadayu dasa dasa amadar. The special group, they are guided by special principle. Wherever they may be, only catching the thread of affection towards the Lord, they start their path. Bhagavad-dhara. Devotion, path of devotion, eliminating both karma and gyan, yoga, all these things. And the Gita has connected with Bhagavad-dharma, all these Varnashrami, the Brahmin, the Yogi, the Karmi, they are incomplete. They are only marching towards in a form, a mass march. But anyone special qualified, they will be taken to Bhagavad school, may be removed to Bhagavad school, only through devotion. Everyone is qualified if he has got some sort of affection towards the Lord. He may be human, man, he may be a beast. A tree also may be. He may be beneficial. Unconsciously, now he has become a tree by the result of his previous karma, but within that there is some affection for the universal absolute. That is a separate thing. Attraction. Attraction. No calculation. Yukti or no position. They aspire after nothing but attraction. Attraction. Do not know why they are attracted. But feel some unconditional attraction. Blind faith. Blind faith, something like that attracts them. By the way of surrender. Surrendering, that must be there. Faith, through faith only. And in Varnashram system, there is some, for the masses, so some sort of calculation is there. Consideration is there. General march, mass march, and these are all particular cases, not mass, but they are also collected together. Then they form a group. But when the mass march of the ignorant towards the knowledge, that will be, Varnashram will be fitting, repeating for them. And this is Our Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, he tried to organize like Varnasram, introduced Daiva Varnasram. They gave the sacred thread to those devotees. That this is Daiva Varnasram, not this body Varnasram. This Sattva-gun Varnasram. But this Nirgun, the direct approach, that is also classification he wanted to make it. Otherwise anyone and everyone to save from the Sahajya section, from the imitative section. He wanted to introduce a new form of Varnasram, named Daiva Varnasram, in this special group to make arrangement of similar devotees together and give them engagement, some financier, some organizer, some dictator, in this way. The preacher and the Brahmins, then so many engineers and the laborers, they all, and the management also, let them have some sort of, and they will get a direct sukriti towards the Lord, and not indirect, through Brahma, Viroja, Vaikuntha to Krishna. Not that, a direct march by a special organization, a special train, not stopping at every station. Something like that he wanted to introduce, this Daiva Varnasram, a sacred thread amongst them. At least, you have to think, you have to cross the standard of a Brahmin and then to go. Otherwise you will become Sahajya, the imitationist. You will imitate the higher Vaishnava without inner realization, and that will be bad to you and to others also. This we have to understand and feel within us. We all must be engaged in the service, and that ideal must be there in the organization. As a Brahmin, mere sacred thread, and without the nature of a Brahmin, he is nothing. By dress one cannot be a soldier, must have some training, some life of a soldier. Then the dress of a soldier, that will be beneficial. But the dress of a soldier, and the man is not a fighting one, that will be, won't be helpful to him or to others also. In such way. Gaur Hari. Now this is more intricate, it seems to be. Bhargava Prabhu?
Yes.
Varnasram and Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, eva-bhajya, in Ramananda discourse you will find. It begins from Varnasram, then Krishna Karmatpam, then Karmatyag, then Gyanamishra Bhakti, all these Varnasram. Eva-bhajya, superficial. Dham Sunya Bhakti. The faith, the independent of energy and knowledge, faith, attraction towards Krishna. Yes, it begins here Bhagavad Dharma begins. Maybe a yogi, maybe a gani, maybe a karmi, in connection with God, but more of the mundane and less of spiritual. And here Mahaprabhu says, here I give recognition, the bhakti proper, Shuddha bhakti, not mixed with grandeur, the scholarship or financial talent, nothing else. Pure devotion. Evahai age kahoar. Now it begins. Gyan sunna means blind faith, something like. Not blind, of course, but faith independent of scholarship and valor. This, there he gave recognition, this is pure devotional life. Go further. And before that, oh, karma mishra, jnana mishra, eva bhajya agi kahovar, go further, go further, go deeper, go deeper. And came to pure devotion. Yes, here it begins. We cannot avoid this to be superficial. Begin from here and go much to us. And Dhammananda Sambhadi. No. Vidai go, Hari go. Yes.
How can one learn to take direction from the Lord in the heart? How can one learn how to take direction from the Lord in the heart? How can one learn how to hear the Lord in the heart?
How can one hear with?
Paramatma, super soul.
Super soul. No, haina, what do you say?
How can
one
learn to listen to the to Paramatma? How can one learn to hear Paramatma?
Paramatma is the inner voice. Atma is there, and besides that, Paramatma, the representation, the representation of the Lord is there. And one who has got clear introspection can catch the dictation of his conscience and also the divine impression. That is Paramatma coming. When we can make ourselves independent of the worries of this life, we may be able to catch the direction of the inner voice of Paramatma within us. He asked me to do this, not to do that. We can catch that inner advice within. Just as all may not catch the direction of his own reason, whimsically they do this and that, no decision, no deliberation, whimsically, from the servant of his own whim, his own impulse, he acts. And so a man, he finds decision in him and do accordingly. So further sober persons of higher realization, they can read what is the inspiration of the Supreme to for him to work. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Patavarda. What's the time now?
Ten minutes.
Dosh. Almost minutes. Ten.
Yes. No, dosh minutes past nine.
Oh, nine past ten past nine.
Yes.
Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yeah.
If someone is brought up in a culture where he does not learn the Shastras, can he also learn to hear Paramatma? Like Christian man I met.
Yes, without study of any scripture, one can have dictation of Paramatma. It is possible if he is not internally very busy with mundane affairs. His heart, his mind is very calm, and he is full of searching of higher existence. He may come to catch the dictation of Paramatma. The yogis, they are after search of Paramatma, the regulator of everything, all pervasive spirit, the finest of the fine, Paramatma, who is everywhere and trying to regulate everything. That is Paramatma. And who is controlling from outside, that is Brahma. And who has designed and destined, he is Bhagavan.
Is it good for the bhakta to take some time in the day and silently meditate, trying to hear the Lord in the heart?
Yes, that too you would find in Bhagavad Gita. In what posture he would try to find out Paramatma within him, it has been recommended. But after all this said, but who has got, wherever he may be, but when he gets a proper connection of mind, he is to be considered superior. To become a doctor, that is necessary. So one, after from primary education, he takes admission into medical school. And one, after higher education, takes admission in the medical school. They may be a little more efficient, but the medical degree, this man from primary, after passing primary education, he takes admission in the medical school, and the one with some higher education then again enters into the medical or any technical school. It does not mean that one with higher education, if he enters into any technical school, he will hold the higher position in the medical examination. That is not guaranteed. Am I clear? No.
Yes.
This is optional. This is knowledge of Paramatma, knowledge of Brahma. This is something optional. But this is compulsory. That they must come at last to the bhakti school. And that from beginning they are going on in the bhakti school, devotional school, Shuddha Bhakta, with Saranagati. And they, after some side education, they again coming and taking admission in the devotional school. These are up to a certain degree, and this is eternal. Independently, the bhakti school is independent. And they, after having some time passing in other education, again coming to take admission and going on in that school. So, Dibu,
Jai Gauranga.
Prabhupada was giving dictation to the commentary of Chaitanya Bhagavatam or something. Then some sort of money transaction or not affairs are coming and interrupting him. He is compelled to give attention to some other topics than his dictation in the commentary of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then some told that why they come to disturb Prabhupada when he is engaged in such a superior service as dictating commentary to a particular book, and they are coming and disturbing with this matter affairs, management affairs. There's another told so the whole responsibility to manage the family of Krishna is on the head of Radharani. Major Dumo. In English, Major Dumo, the leader of the house management. So that function is not a negligent one. She is to look after everything in the family of Krishna. Whole responsibility with her. So the scholarly aspect of the service of this particular section, that is not the highest. Gyan, Sunna, Bhakti, every department is valuable for service. Nothing is less important. According to the need of Krishna, the degree of the necessity of Krishna, the valuation to be attached. What is his immediate want, immediate demand, we must give our best attention to that accordingly. The importance, the value of the activity will be given to the necessity, the demand and immediate demand of the Supreme Lord, whatever it may be. Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Vo, Nidai Gaur Hari Gyana Sunna Bhakti. Automatic, spontaneous. Devotion is reflex action. What is reflex action? Suppose this voluntary and another?
Involuntary.
Involuntary is from just as in our, within our body, the digestion, the heart, activity, we are not conscious, that is not voluntary. But which is that? Reflex action or something.
Second nature? Second nature?
No, that has got some...
Autotomic.
Technical.
Autotomic.
Technical word to that without our consciousness, our voluntary will, so many things are working underground, intuitively.